Let's continue now. And the second part is going to be the same on the left hand. So let me play a little bit for you. So we have this. So pretty much the left hand is the same. So if you did a good work on the first part of the video, then this part will be much easier because it's just doing the matching of the notes and the changes of the melody. The first melody we did this. Now he's gonna kind of embellish it a little bit more and it's gonna do the same thing. Notice that we're using the same notes, we're just adding an E to it and a turn. So we do. And that's all we have. We're still using the same inversion from before. So it's very clear to me that he wanted to change a little bit, but keep the same sequence in his mind while he was doing this and creating this. The chords are the same, so we have E flat. The only thing is now, instead of going to the D all the way down, we are keeping it close together, but that's the only change. Now, let me show you how he matches it. So we come from before E flat, match here. Together the first F, together the F with the A flat D. F again, F again. So pretty much every F matches the left hand. Okay, so if I play this more quickly. And there is good reason to match the F each time, because on the top when we play this, F and F again. So it also was matching there. Now let's go to the next melody and pretty much the same. Here we did, okay, all we did on the other one was E flat and then coming back. Now he embellished it too a little bit more. So F, E flat, F. Okay, and notice that all of this following the same scale, all of these notes. Okay, and we're gonna add the D and still E flat. That's it. One last time. E flat matches the first one, and E flat again matches. After we have that, now we're gonna use a C7 like before, same chords, right? But instead he's gonna change a little bit the scale and he's gonna do this. And it's easy to understand this line if you think on a C7 chord, the dominant 7, because he just bends each one. It's almost like if I added a note. Let's say, see, C7 is outlined, and resolve to an F minor chord. Okay, so simple to memorize. So we add the one below, one above, one above, one above, above, B flat, and A flat. That's why he was a genius, because of the way he combined the sounds. And many times we say, what do I do with a C7 chord? Well, this is how much he did, and it sounds wonderful. So, if I, that's just to make you notice what he's doing, but really, we should eventually think just on the melody and the slurry that he puts on. And you could say anytime, the time you want, speed up or slow down, or crescendo, up to you. Now, if I take those notes that he does to embellish it, I will end up with just this. But he embellishes it so well with those notes in between with an accent, which creates a wonderful contrast. Now, left hand, I'm not going to explain it, because if you did the first part, you have a C7 and it was like this. And then we have the F minor chord here. And that's it. So to put it together, we'll start with the G. And that's all we have. Okay, we'll take a look at that now. The next part, we'll play first the right hand. So we have the trills. And this line should repeat again from the part before. So left hand, the B flat 7 that we played before, the G7, same one. C minor from the scale, A diminished, and then we go to B. Right hand we have the G, trill, it's important that when you do the trill, try to rotate the hand, the second G a little bit louder there, get to E flat and C. So when you do this, you run the trill, march each one, march again, together, and then we have the same line from before. The only thing it has an A here, as an ornament. And that's all we have. So the difference between the two is, at the beginning we started fairly simple. Now, from all of that he added this. Now we go back to the same melody. Let's continue and go to the third part. We have here when we end. Now D, E flat. Okay. Now the third part is also going to repeat two times later on with different notes, little variations, not too much. And pretty much when we do this, when we get to F, it's going to trigger, in your mind's eye, it's going to trigger a B-flat chord. And if we do the inversions all the way down, we have this. That chord two times. You can see the B-flat major chord and the inversions there. So if we do that, we're going to G, F, and then F major. So right hand melody. This F trigger the E flat, the B flat major chord to an F major chord. And if we do it the way he wrote it, we have B flat to F major, and that's it. So let's put it together very slowly to a G to an F to C. Okay, that's all we have. The last one was like this. Next melody, we have three E's. And those three E's, he's going to put also an A-flat chord. A-flat chord is like this, but he's going to split it. So he's going to do this instead. And he's going to play a low bass, A-flat. And that's it. Next chord will be A flat minor, so he moves this to here and then back to E flat like we did before. So this will match, so match, 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 match. That's it. And just keep in mind that if you do this section, it will come up again. When it comes up again, I'm going to play as quick as possible so you can see it. Let's continue now. Then he's going to go to this melody. And then arpeggio. Now what we're going to do is the B flat, we're going to put an E diminished. And E diminished just like this, but I want you to think that he opened it. So that's why he's gonna do this one instead, but it's the same notes. So he's gonna do E, then he's gonna do C7 to F7. To G minor, C minor, F7, B flat, B7, E major, C7, F7, B flat 7, and then back to the E flat. I understand that maybe this progression was a little bit more difficult. The E diminished at the beginning, when we do this, it's like this. He just brings this G here, and he releases two of the middle notes. So he does this then. The C7, instead of this, he does the E on the bass, and then he splits E and C, and the B flat, C and G. F7, the same. F7 is like this. He played F on the bass, and then split that, and open up here. G minor is this, and he does this. So it's a little bit more complicated progression. C minor, F7, flip that, and then we have B flat, one by one all the time. B7, E major, he puts the G on the bass, C7, same chord with the G on the bass. That will be an F7 again, and B flat 7 to E flat. So all together will be you could slow down if you like. It's totally up to you. So those are, we cover the third part, and those chords are going to repeat all the time. So with this, you have most of the song down. Now, the next section, there's only a little difference, and then it's the same thing. It's two little things. So first is the arpeggio, and this melody is the same thing as the second section after that. So, notice here, again, creating tension from the diminished chord that we're playing on the left hand. Notice that he lands on B, on D, and then on F to resolve to E. To do it together, is every other note dotted, and then you repeat the same thing we did already. All of this. Same thing. Trill from the first bar. But here it's gonna change. And resolving. So it's important that we work out a little bit that. So we have a B flat, a D, a C sharp, chromatic scale to A flat. Then we have this diminished inside, second finger. And those little parts, it could be done by using rhythms to practice it. Or the opposite. It's important you keep the hand relaxed. And then by groups, like he did it, from C to A flat, to B, to E flat. All together will be this. Okay, so we have this rhythm. Chromatic scale now. So we go from A to D. And then we release here. So we have. That's all we have. The chords are the same from before. And we go back to the same chords again. And we already cover and repeated several parts with little variations. Now what we're gonna do is the ending. Now he goes back to the same principle now, and he's gonna play his notes. Okay, for the first E flat, he's gonna use an A flat minor chord. And if we start the bass, we could do the bass like this. Inversion, two times that, and then they're released to E flat major. If we put it together, we put together the first two notes by itself, together, 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 and together. And we have the whole line there. Now, the next part is gonna use the same E flat and the same notes pretty much, but it's gonna add a little bit extra notes. So we have this now. So pretty much it's an E flat. And each E will match it with the chord, so. Okay, and when we punch this one, so let me do the right hand here. Let's do it again. Now, if we add the chords to it, so let's say we come from E flat, same chord, together, and together. Okay, so let's try to break that down a little bit. So for the chord part, we have the E flat, same with a higher note. Now we have B flat 7. That's the chord we was playing before. And back to E flat, that's it. And then F7, B flat sus, B flat, back to E flat again, always cycling around. Now, when we do it together, let's think a little bit on the melody. So let's put it together there. Together, each one by one. We got the part, then we have this. So when we get to B flat, together, 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 each note. Now here, together, every other note, together, and then every other note again. Okay. And we get to almost the end of it. Now here's gonna be 8 notes again, 3. And I do it kind of the way I feel more natural. Like that. But I could say that if I do it slowly, left, somewhere in between I put again the left hand and then go for it. Some people wanna have a general idea and they match, play 2 or 3 notes, play 2 or 3 notes, and then go for it. I think it's a little bit difficult to do it very slow. You could try that and then go for it naturally and see what comes out. Okay? Now, let's get to the ending part. Now, it's important here that you think a little bit on the notes. All the way there. A flat. Ornament. Okay, and left hand with this. Back to E flat. Okay, let's put it together very slow. So octave by octave. Now here we're gonna have groups of 4 notes that you could start it slowly and as you go speed it up. But it's important that you count them. So that means we have B, B flat, C, A. This should be done by rotating each time. So right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. That's why you could play it very quickly if you would like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You could practice this with rhythms. So we have to do 1, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. And once you get to here, make an extension, because here slows down. B flat is an eighth note and it's slower. You could also practice it backwards, like this. And always make sure you do 12 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And you could do it every 4. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now here. And then slow down. Now when you do it all together, remember that you're coming from a slow section. You start slow here, gradually. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then we get to E flat. E flat up here, and also E flat here. I hope this video was helpful, and if you enjoyed, subscribe. Thank you very much.